Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today finished forming a coalition government. His Likud party did not win an outright parliamentary majority in last month's election. Since then, it has won the support of the secularist Shinui Party, the National Religious Party, and ultra-nationalist National Union Party, giving it 68 seats in the 120-member Knesset. Hirsch Goodman is senior fellow at Tel Aviv's Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies. Isn't this sort of a strange mixture of parties?
Yes, it is. Good morning. It is on the surface a strange mixture of parties, but they have a confluence of interests at the moment. And until they're challenged by a peace process at some point, they have enough common ground for cooperation.
Well, they have uncommon ground, too. The National Union Party wants to expel Palestinians from the West Bank and Gaza and annex the territories.
Yes, but they each have their own agendas, and basically they want power. The Shinui Party very much wants to change the hegemony of the ultra-Orthodox in terms of not doing military service, in terms of how we get married and buried. And they know that, you know, the Nationalist Party, they can support them on that, so they sort of are prepared to support the Nationalist Party on what they are demanding, which is not transfer of the Palestinians, not expulsion of the Palestinians, but basically on their pragmatic agenda of not giving up the West Bank at the moment. So until they are challenged by a peace process, this government actually strange bedfellows with common interests.
Ariel Sharon had wanted a broader coalition that included the Labour Party. Why did the Labour Party not join?
I'm not convinced he wanted a broader coalition with the Labour Party. Sharon's a very, very clever political manipulator. When he beat Barak at the polls, he beat Barak but inherited a Knesset with only 19 seats out of 120. He wanted this early election because the polls gave him 40 seats, and that's exactly what he got, which is one-third of the House. I think that he wanted this right-wing government. I don't think he wanted 19 members of Labour in there. I don't think he wants to be pushed on the peace process at this point in time. I think his main priority at this point is the country's economy. And I think Labour didn't want to go in either. Labour needs to reestablish its identity. It doesn't have a pragmatic platform since the collapse of Oslo. And Labour almost lost its identity when it was in Sharon's government for the past 2 years. So I think neither party actually wanted to go into a coalition at this time.
And Labour got trounced in last month's election.
Yeah, it has to rebuild itself, re-identify itself. It's even got to define its leadership. Mitzner, who's a very solid fellow, but seems to be a bit uncharismatic at one side and not very politically savvy on the other, is going to have to fight hard to keep the leadership of the party. But I think that Sharon actually sees a two-phase government in his head. His main priority now is the economy. It's the worst it's been since 1953. We got negative growth. It's really awful. And all of his coalition partners will support him. He has to slash the budget here by about $5 billion, or actually about $4 billion. And he desperately needs loan guarantees of another $12 billion. So his first priority, I think, is to stabilize the economy. And then when he gets ready, God willing, I hope this is a correct scenario, to move forward on the Bush proposals vis-a-vis the Palestinians, by that time he could reorganize a coalition and then Labour would come in.
Well, what does this rightist coalition mean for the future of the peace process?
There will be no future of the peace process as long as he's got this coalition, that is for sure. Because even within the Likud itself, Sharon's got a real problem in that of the, say, first 16 people who won in the primaries, all of them support Netanyahu and a much harder line policy than his own. So it's not only the right-wing elements of this government that are problematic, but also many within the Likud itself. So I think that the peace process can go nowhere under these circumstances, but that's okay, and I don't mean this cynically, because the Palestinians are busy trying to redefine themselves politically as well at this point. Are they going to have a prime minister? Does Hamas want to give up on terror? So both parties are defining themselves politically, and I think they're both taking pause. And when we get ready to move along the road of a peace process, I think we'll have to reform a coalition, either through elections or through realignment of parties.
Thank you very much. Hirsch Goodman in Jerusalem. He's a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies.